It seems to me a lot of the greatness of a person depends on his own inner strength, his courage of heart, how much he is not afraid of other people. Such a person is usually calm and composed and does not get angry. He has nothing pushing him to uphold his honor and assert himself around others. How does a person build this trait? I thought learning Torah would help, but I see personally that it doesn't. It seems that this is something in the realm of the subconscious that cannot be worked on so easily. Thank you. Yosef Sebag from Israel. Okay, the truth is that recognizing your own self-worth and having self-esteem is a foundation in Avodas Hashem. And there's an idea of a person not being dependent on how other people see him or other people think. The way to engender this is by recognizing your strengths and recognizing your abilities, capabilities, and talents, and recognizing the fact that you are a meyuchas, you come from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you're part of the Jewish people. The Rabbanu Shel Olam considers us very important and considers the entire world being dependent on us. And as a Jew, therefore, and as an individual with specific, unique talents, abilities, and capabilities, you should be able to get that self-esteem and self-assurance, self-confidence, that is very, very important. The difference between this and gaiva, haughtiness is I'm important because I made myself important and that gives me rights. And this self-esteem is I'm important because God made me important, invested me with abilities, capabilities, and talents, and that gives me responsibility.